When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
We go overseas and we hear that Russia has accused Donald Trump of falling victim to an emotional overload. Well, here is President Trump with this message for the Russian president, telling journalists on the weekend...
Yeah, I'll give you an update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all.
Let's turn to Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Has this story evolved overnight? And if so, in what way? Simon, morning.
Well, I think, Nick, the biggest... Good morning to you. I think the biggest question is, what is Donald Trump going to do now about his sudden conclusion that, in his words, Vladimir Putin is absolutely crazy? As you heard there, he is indicating that he thinks, in some fashion, the Russian leader has changed his behavior. I don't know what's happened to him, he said. Something has happened to Putin. The reality, of course, is that Vladimir Putin is doing what he has always done, playing Donald Trump for time in the US president's efforts to try and broker a 30-day ceasefire, and over the weekend unleashing the largest volley yet of Russian missile-tipped drone attacks on Kyiv and other population centers in Ukraine, which is a message from the Kremlin that is clear as a bell to Washington, D.C., that Vladimir Putin sees no reason whatsoever to de-escalate. Now, President Trump has hinted in the past, several times over the last few weeks, that he might implement a fresh package of sanctions against Russia, but at various points has said he doesn't want to do it because it would cripple the Russian economy. But now, in this newfound mood of anger, which, as you said, the Kremlin is dismissing as emotion on the brow of the American president, there is pressure mounting on him from Congress, where some of his fellow Republicans are preparing a new package of sanctions that, if they pass through the House and the Senate, could end up on the president's desk. And then he'd face a real choice. Does he sign them into law or give Vladimir Putin yet another chance?
Question, you've been chronicling events for the last 5 months or so since Trump returned to the White House. Can you gauge the level of frustration he has towards Putin and Russia right now, Simon?
I think it's actually quite difficult to gauge that, Nick. I mean, certainly he sounds much more frustrated with the Russian leader than ever. But at the same time, he also, in separate comments, continues to articulate a vision in which the United States and Russia will engage in what he describes as a geopolitical and economic partnership. Now, that cannot happen for as long as the war in Ukraine is taking place. And this sort of opaque nature about Donald Trump's ongoing view of Vladimir Putin is a huge challenge for our prime minister, for European leaders who are trying to maintain solidarity with the United States over Ukraine, but find themselves doing that on ever-shifting Donald Trump sands.
Simon, I've got a note that I'm going to see you at 10 o'clock this morning. Have they put Concorde back into service, or are you coming here via Star Trek?
Actually, it's,
oh, it's 10 o'clock tonight. I'm so sorry.
10 o'clock tonight.
I've misread that. Oh, so you're in London, are you?
I am in London.
Oh, I'm sorry I miss you, sports, but you're on LBC from 10 o'clock tonight.
10 o'clock tonight and Wednesday and Thursday.
Look forward to it. Well done, Simon. We'll talk again soon about Washington Affairs. Sorry I misread that. 10 o'clock tonight. Simon Marks, 7:28 right now.